My name's Derek and I'm an advisor on Contact's free helpline for families with disabled children. This podcast is about how changes in your working hours during the coronavirus outbreak affects working tax credit. There are two types of tax credits. You can get child tax credit as long as you have a dependent child and you don't need to be working. However, in order to get working tax credit, you need to be working a set number of hours. And for working families with dependent children, this means working either 16 hours a week or 24 hours a week, depending on your circumstances. Normally, if you stop working this number of hours, it means that you're no longer eligible for working tax credit, and as a result, your tax credit payments can drop. However, during the current coronavirus outbreak, different rules apply. HMRC have said that they are ignoring any temporary change in your normal working hours due to the impact of coronavirus. This means that if your hours have dropped temporarily or you've stopped working temporarily, this will have no impact on your entitlement to working tax credit and it doesn't need to be reported to the tax credits office. Instead, HMRC will continue to treat you as if you're working your normal working hours. This doesn't just apply to those people who have been furloughed. This policy also applies if you are self-employed and are temporarily not working, or if you've taken a period of unpaid leave, or if you are working lower hours than normal for a temporary period. HMRC have said that these special rules will be in place until the end of April 2021. These special rules only apply to people who have a temporary change in their working hours. You still need to let HMRC know if you stop working permanently. For example, because you're made redundant, or you give up self-employment altogether, or you start working less hours permanently. In these circumstances, your tax credits award is likely to drop, and you need to let HMRC know about any permanent changes as quickly as possible if you want to avoid an overpayment. If you're not sure whether the temporary rules will apply to you or not, it's always best to let Tax Credits Office know so that they can decide. Thanks for listening.